Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Will we find a date this morning between Manny and Jane? We'll find out in just a little bit. First, let's talk to Manny. Hey, Manny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. So tell us a little bit about you, Manny.
So I'm 28. I live in Altoona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Super into photography. I work as a graphic design artist.
Oh, very good.
Good.
Right. What do you like to take pictures of?
I do mostly like nature, and I actually do. So I have a really crazy lens that I take a lot of pictures of like insects and bees and stuff.
Ooh,
like super, super like high res and super close up. It's really wild.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, all the big thing in our house right now is my kids found a picture of a zoomed in picture of a bee's butt, and it is super adorable. It's like all fuzzy.
Yeah, until it's stinging. Yeah.
Top that, Manny. Okay. We want to know also this week, what's your guilty pleasure binge watch show?
Guilty pleasure. I've seen Friends like 4 times.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot of television.
I know. They put it on Netflix. What do you do?
Okay. Right. Yeah, agreed.
Now let's bring Jane onto the show. Hi, Jane. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, sure. So I'm 28. I live in Des Moines. I like working out a lot. I'm into like fitness classes. But I also live downtown, so I like, you know, going out to eat a lot.
Okay.
So I pretty much like work hard, play hard.
Okay.
Right, very cool. Good.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And what's your guilty pleasure binge watch show?
Oh, that's tough. It's already finished, but I was really into Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's how this works. We have three questions, or up to three questions we'll ask the both of you. Get both of your answers. After each question, you have the opportunity to hang up. So if you decide along the way at some point, I don't really think I want to go through with this, you can hang up for whatever reason. If not, and you're both still there, when we're done with all three questions, we'll pay for you to go out. All right. First question goes to you, Manny. Colleen has it.
All right, Manny, you just got a roommate. It's your 16-year-old self. What are you going to argue about?
Oh, man. 16? I tell him to pick up his socks because I know what he's been doing with those socks. get him in the wash. It's disgusting. It's I can see this now that I'm older. I seriously, me and him, we owe my mom an apology.
Laughing too hard, Kurt.
I'm still my 16-year-old self.
Oh, Kurt. Oh, man. Jeez.
Okay. All right,
what about you, Jane? What would you argue with your 16-year-old self about?
Well,
or talk with her about?
I would have a sit down with her and just tell her that, you know, she still needs a lot of understanding and support. Everything's going to be okay. There's still a lot of room to grow, and don't compare yourself with others. Because what really matters is what's in your heart.
Okay. So a bunch of platitudes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Longest book title I ever heard.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, there you go. That's our first question. Well, and your first opportunity to hang up if you'd like. We'll count to three. If you're both still there, we'll move on to question two. One, two, three. Okay.
All right. We're good. Very good.
In the time it takes you to shower off at the gym,
we'll be back with more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Well, we have one question down. Can we get through two more? That's coming up within 10 minutes.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.